Begin the current Daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei. Begin on the bottom line of Daf Chaf Dalman Beis. We will continue with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah is regarding the halachas of Kiddush HaChidush, which is the sanctification of the new month, which is based on the sighting of the new moon, which again is either on day 30 or day 31 from the previous month, thus making the previous month either a chaser 29 days or male 30 days. So Mishnah tells us that part of the process of sanctifying the new month is based on the testimony of witnesses that two Edom are believed, and they verify this fact that they saw, and then Beis Din checks it out to make sure what they're saying is true, and then they're Mekadosh the Chedosh. So the Mishnah tells that Maisa Shabo Shnam, there was an incident where there were two people that came, V'amru, and they said, Re'inuhu Shachas B'mizach, we saw it in the morning in the east, which means to say they saw the old one in the east, and we continue on top of Chafei Menalf, V'arvis B'mayev, and in the evening we saw it in the west, which means the new one, as we'd explained in the previous Dafim, that the new one is only visible towards the sunset time. So they're saying that they saw the old one in the morning and the new one already at nighttime. Some Rechman Nuri, he said, Edi Shekerem. These are liars, these witnesses, because as we had explained in the previous staff, for 24 hours, the moon is concealed from when the old one disappears until the new one, after the Mailid, appears. Now, here they said in the morning, they saw the old one, and at night, they saw the new one, which is a scientific impossibility, and therefore he said they're liars. When they came to Yavna, Kibla and Rechman accepted them as valid witnesses, as they will explain the reasoning for Rechman. There was also another incident where there were two witnesses that came, and they said, we saw it in its appropriate time. In other words, what's called day 30, which is the first available opportunity of being Mekadosh the Chedosh, which is generally the appropriate time, because actually the month itself is 29 and a half days, so that's in its first time that it could be seen. So witnesses said that we saw it on day 30. However, on the night following day 30, which, as we explained in the previous stuff, that's called the Yemi Burai, day 30, because that's what would extend the previous month, which is a term of pregnancy, of expanding the previous month. So what happened is that Beis Din and all the people were anticipating, they were looking out at nighttime after day 30 to see where's this moon, which the Edom already said testimony today, and it wasn't visible. So on that, in spite of that, the Mishnah tells us they accepted them as valid witnesses because it wasn't disproving what they had said. And therefore, although they said that today they saw the new moon and at nighttime no one saw it, he accepted them. However, Amr Abdesa ben Hurkanis, he said, Eidah Sheker, and they're liars. And he explained by way of a metaphor. He said, how could people say testimony regarding a woman that she gave birth? Ulamacha, Kresa mentioned that, and the next day they see that her stomach is between her teeth, meaning that she's really pregnant. And therefore, the same thing was the muscle for here. And that is, there's a Mailid and there's a Ma'uber. They're saying the Mailid, the birth, already happened of the new moon. And then we come out tonight and we see that it's Ma'uber that the past month is extended and that the new moon didn't come yet because we don't see it yet. So therefore, that obviously disproves what they had said, and therefore, it can't be that today is Rosh Chodesh on day 30. Actually, it's tomorrow and the past month is Ma'uber. Amar Yerushua, so Yerushua said to Reb Daisa, he said, he says, I see what the words that you're saying. In other words, I agree to you that this past month should be Ma'uber extended, a full month. And actually today, the 30th, is not Rish Chedish. We shouldn't accept your testimony. And only tomorrow will be Rish Chedish. So Shalach Ramliel, who he accepted them, sent to Reb Yeshua, he says, Gezrani Alecha, I decree upon you, Reb Yeshua, Shatovi Etzli B'maklecha U'maisecha, I want you to come to me with your stick and your money, B'yom Kippurim Shechalis B'cheshboincha, on the day that according to your calculations should be Yom Kippur, because Reb Yeshua would have Yom Kippur coming out a day later. Whereas according to Reb Gamliel, what's the 10th of Tishrei, according to Reb Gamliel actually will be in Reb Gamliel's Cheshbon 11th, because he has it a day later. Day 30 is not Rish Chedesh, day 31. So he's telling him, he says, look, I'm the Nasi, I get to decide what's the halacha. So you have to come to me on the day that according to you would be Yom Kippurim. So Halach Umatzai Reb Kiva. Reb Kiva went and they found Reb Yeshua, that Meitzer, that he was distressed that the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, decreed upon him to desecrate Yom Kippur because based on his cheshbonis, Reb Gamliel was incorrect and it was Yom Kippur. So Amalei Reb Kiva told Reb Yeshua, he says, Yeshli Lilmud, I have a teaching that Shekol Masha Asa Reb Gamliel Asa, that whatever he wanted to appease Reb Yeshua, he says that whatever Reb Gamliel decided to be done is considered done and halachically sound. Like it says in Pasuk Yikra, it says, Eila Moya de Hashem, these are the designated times of Hashem. Mikra Kodesh Asher Tikra Esam, the holy convocations, the times that are announced, which you will call out. Now, what it sounds like is that the Yom Tovim, the Me'adim, they depend on the calling out of Beis Din, which means to say, what's the lesson of the Pasuk? Bein Bizman and Bein Shalei Bizman, whether they're in their appropriate time or whether they're not in their appropriate time, Ein Li Moedus Eli Eila. Hashem is saying, I only have these times which the Beis Din has decided whether they're correct or incorrect. And therefore, even though, according to your Cheshem, it is incorrect, that's still the Pesach, that still defines Halacha. So Bala Yerushua came to Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus, who he was backing up his opinion, and he was all distressed that now because he backed him up, he has to go ahead and desecrate what to him appeared to be Yom Kippur. So Amalei Reb Dosa said to him also, meaning he was going to these other Tanoim, he wanted to get some support, but they were telling him, and Reb Dosa told him this, he says, "In boyim anu ladun achar beis din Reb Gamliel, if we're going to come to now start questioning the Pesach of Reb Gamliel and his Beis Din, then then we're going to have to go ahead and look into and analyze and question every Beis Din that has stood from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu up until now. Like it says in Pasuk in Shemais, which demonstrates this idea that we have to accept the Pesach of the Beis Din, even if we question them. As it says in the Pasuk, it says, "Vayal Moshe v'Aaron," says that Moshe and Aaron went up, "Nadav Aviyu, v'shiv mizik Nisrael," and 70 of the elders of the Jewish people. Now, why didn't it delineate the names of these 70 elders? Lamed rather comes to teach this idea. Any three people which are brought over to be the Beis Din on the Jewish people, are considered in halacha like the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, where if somebody comes to claim and say, look, the Beis Din in our days, who are they? Are they like Moshe and Aaron? Are they like Meldad and Eldad and Medad? We tell him, you don't know. Maybe these three people are no less than three out of those 70 where it doesn't say their names. And therefore, we can't go questioning now, although our cheshbon was it should be a day later, but this is Reb Gamliel's Pesach, and he's the Beis Din. So Natal Maklo Yemo'isa B'yadoi, so Reb Shua went, and he took his stick, he took his money in his hand. V'halach li'yavne Ezer M'liel, he went to Yavne where M'liel was. B'yoyim Shechal Yom Kippur M'liel's Pecheshbon, on the day that, according to his calculations, would be Yom Kippur, which already by Gamliel's cheshbon was already the 11th of Tishrei. So Amar Gamliel ben Shakal Reishas. Gamliel stood up and he kissed Yeshua on his head. And Amar, he told him, he says, "Bai b'shalom, Rabbi b'talmid." He says, "Come in peace, my teacher and my student," which means Rabbi b'chachma, you're my teacher in wisdom, but b'talmid shekebal tisdavar, but you're my student because you accepted my words and you followed my psak, and therefore he told him that you're Rabbi b'talmid. Now the Gemara explains, as we had mentioned the question already in the Mishnah, regarding Reb Gamliel's opinion, where Reb Yechim Nuri seems to be correct, that the ones who said they saw the old one in the morning and the new one at nighttime, how is that possible? It's 24 hours. So Tanya Lidna Abrai said, "The Omer Lahem Reb Gamliel Chacham." Reb Gamliel explained his opinion to the Chacham. He says, "Kach mikablanim mebeis avi abba." This is what the tradition that I accepted from my grandfather's house. Pa'amim sheba barucha. Sometimes the moon takes a long route. U'pa'am sheba b'ktzar. And sometimes it takes a short route. So though generally we say that it's hidden for 24 hours, and how do they see the old one in morning and the new one at nighttime? But sometimes it takes a different route, and we never know, and therefore it's not an impossibility. And that's why the halacha is that if they said they saw the new one, and we investigate, and what they seem to be saying is correct, we accept their edus. So Amar Rabbi Yechon, this is my time at the Bay Rebbe. What's the reasoning of the household of Rebbe, which is from this same household, that there is this idea that it's not predictable, the moon, and it could be that it's seen the old one in the morning and the new one at night? The chesed, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, he made his moon for the designated times, which is that the Jewish calendar is based on the moon. Shemesh, the sun, yada mevoy, he knows its comings, its pattern, which means to say, Shemesh hu yada mevoy, the sun, we know when it's going to come. It's calibrated and calculated. Yerech le yada mevoy, but the moon, we don't know exactly when it's going to come. And that's because it could change, and that's what Gamliel was saying, that is possibility, and therefore he accepted it. Gemara brings a story related to this halacha that Reb Chia Chazi L'Sierra. Chia saw the old moon. Davakoi b'tzafra de'esam etishe. He saw it in the morning of the 29th day. So Shakukala, he took a piece of a clump of dirt and pasigbe, he threw it towards the moon. Amar, he said to the moon, La'urta be'ina l'kedushibach. Tonight in the evening, we have to sanctify you. And that is, we need to make tonight the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which means to say that we need to make, this was the 29th day, which we need this to be the last day of El, which makes it into Chodesh Chasser, and therefore we have to do that, even though we might not be able to see it tomorrow, but we have to be able to intimidate the witnesses, who, even though they didn't see it, in its time on day 30 to sanctify tomorrow and to say, even though they didn't see it, that they did see it. Now, the reason why we need to do that, why does El have to be 29 days and it can't be 30 days, is because, as we explained in the previous daf, sometimes we need it to be 30 or 29, depending where Yom Kippur is going to be in relation to Shabbos. We don't want the two of them to be right near each other, because if it is, if let's say someone dies, they won't be able to bury it for 2 days. And therefore, we wanted it to be 29, because if it's 30 days, it would be right next to each other. When it's a day earlier, it's going to be separated by a day. And therefore, he's saying, tonight we need to go ahead and sanctify you as Rish Chodesh, as Rish Hashanah, Va'at Kayim B'Tochah, and here you are up in the sky on the 29th day. And that is, if you're still around a little bit longer tonight in the evening, then we won't be able to sanctify you, the moon, the month, on day 30 tomorrow. As we said in the previous daf in Achav Mabez, where we need the night and the day to be from the same month. And that is, if you see the old moon the night after the 29th, meaning the beginning of the 30th, then you can't sanctify the next day as Rish Chodesh. So he told the moon, Zil Ichsi, go ahead and cover yourself, because if you're still around tonight, we're not going to be able to have this of being Ma'ayim on the Eidim, because the night and the day are going to have to be from the old month, and then it's going to have to be Moly, but we need it to be Chaser. So Amalei Rebbe L'Rebchia, so Rebbe told Rebchia, Zil Le'Ein Tav, go to Ein Tav, V'kat Sheliyarcha, and go ahead over there and sanctify the new moon on day 30. Now, the reason was either because he was concerned that people are going to make a mockery, that how can you sanctify the next day? What do you mean? We saw it here on the 29th, it was still around. And therefore, to avoid that, go somewhere else where they didn't see it, and then you could go ahead and sanctify it. Or Rashi brings a different interpretation, because actually in the place of Rebbe, they had made a gzera not to be Mekadosh the Chedesh, because these were the decrees of the non-Jews on the Jews, and therefore go to that other place where there wasn't that decree. V'shalach li simna, and send me a sign that to know that you Mekadosh the Chedesh, by these words of David Melch Yisrael, David the king of the Jewish people, Chai V'Kaim, he's alive and well. And that's because David HaMelech is compared to the moon, as it says the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Pei Tes, that Kisei Kashemesh Negdi Kayarech Yikon La'olam, like the moon, his kingdom will be around forever. And that's why there's that allusion of David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kaim, that he sent him to that far place, because there they didn't see it, and therefore people either they're not going to make fun of him or make a mockery out of it, or because that's the only place that they're able to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So Tarban Olen HaBraisa, Pamachas Niskashru Shemayim Ba'ovim. Right, the Gemara is continuing with these halachas regarding the calculations of Kiddush HaChodesh. That one time it happened that the clouds had knotted up in the sky on the 29th day. The nearest Demus Levana Be'esam Tish LaChodesh. And there was this appearance, it seemed like the beginning of the new moon on the 29th day of the past month. Now, Kisvur Ma'am Lem Rish Chodesh. The people thought to say, oh, today is Rish Chodesh because it looks like the beginning of the moon. Ubikshur Bezdin Lekatra, and therefore Bezdin wanted to go ahead and sanctify the new month already today. So Amlam Anglir Mula told to them, no. Kach Mikablan Mibes Abiyaba. This is my tradition from my grandfather's house. In Chedusha Shalavana Pachusa, the new moon cannot be less from 29 and a half days, the Shnei Shlishi Shah and 2/3 of an hour, the Ein Gimel Chalakim and 73 Chalakim, which is how it's approximately like 3 seconds, how the minutes, the hours are split up into these Chalakim. So it can't be less from last month's Meilid with that amount. Now on day 29, you're not there yet. And therefore, it's not possible for the new month to start on day 29, which would make the past month 28. It's either 29 or 30 days, and therefore, he says, you can't go ahead and make today Rish Chodesh. And actually, the Gemara says, Va'isa yoy misa imishal ben Zaza. That day, the mother of ben Zaza had passed away. The speeder of Gamaliel hesped Godla. Now, Gamaliel made a huge eulogy. Now, loyim nei shru'i lekach, not because she was fitting for such a great hesped from the Godol Hadar, el kadesha yaduhu am shle kitru bezna chodesh. She just wanted everybody to know that Bezna did not go ahead and sanctify the new month, because actually, you're not allowed to make a hesped on Yom Tov, which this was the beginning of the new month, and therefore he went and made a hesped that everyone should know that although it seemed like it is, it can't be the new moon, because the new moon cannot be less than that calculation of the last month's Meilid, which has to be only either on day 30 or day 31. Now the Mishnah told us that regarding this incident where Rabbi Shua had backed up what Rabbi Dais had said, and Rimul heard that, which was contesting his psak, so he says that you have to come to me on your Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah told us that Halach Umatzer Rabbi Kiva Meitzer, Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Shua that he was distressed. So Yibayilu had the following question, Mi Meitzer, if you read the words of the Mishnah, it's not clear who was distressed. Was it Rabbi Kiva Meitzer? Rabbi Kiva met Rabbi Shua and he was distressed when he met him. Rabbi Kiva was distressed because of what happened to Rabbi Shua. Or Rabbi Shua Meitzer, was it Rabbi Shua was distressed? Rabbi Kiva came and saw him in that state of distress. So Gemara says, Toshema, come in here, Ditanya, we're learning the Braisa, which clarifies this. It says, Halach Rabbi Kiva, Mitzayli Rabbi Yeshua, Krishu, who made her. Rabbi Kiva came and he found Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Yeshua was in a state of distress. So Amalai, so Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, my teacher, Neimata Meitzer, why are you so distressed? So Amalai, he said to him, Akiva, Rolei Shayipa Lamito Yud Beis Chodesh, it would be better for him, meaning for Rabbi Yeshua's self, to get sick into bed for 12 months, while Yigzer Lov Gezerizu, and he shouldn't have such a decree that he has to go ahead and be Mechal Yom Kippur, according to his Cheshbon. So Amalai, so Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, my teacher, Tarshen Yulemu Lefanecha Dover Echet Shul Madutani. Let me tell you one thing, one Dvar Halacha that you taught us. So Amalai, Rabbi Yeshua told him, say. So Amalai, Rabbi Kiva told him, Hareyu Eimrim, says three different psukim in Sefer VaYikra, Perek Chav Gimel. Eisem, Eisem, Eisem Gimel Pam. It says the word Eisem three times. Now this is in that says the words Asher Tikru Eisem, and this is in the Parsha of Shor Chesed, where it says that Eisem, but we read it Atem as we had previously darshaned these words. Now what that means is that this is a reference to Bezdin, that they should pronounce the beginning of the month, which defines the date of the Yom Tovim. Atem Afilashagin, you should go ahead and proclaim the new month, even if you're making an error, which means, say, by themselves, they thought that it should be fitting to extend it, but it was really, they were mistaken. Atem Afilim Azidim, you, even if you deliberately make it on the wrong date. And Atem Afilim Atem, the third term, Oysam, which we interpret Atem, is even if they were misled, they're mistaken that false witnesses came and fooled them. Even so, in spite of that, in all these cases, the halacha will be that the Bezdin Psak will actually be the actual timing of the Rish Chodesh, which will then decide and define the date of the Yom Tovim. So Baloshan Hazeh Amalai, so in these words, Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Kiva, he said, Akiva, Nechamtani, Nechamtani, you have consoled me, you have consoled me. Because that means, even if I know he's mistaken, because it's not the case, and as he was back in Rabbi Daisa, it doesn't make a difference, because if that's what Bezdin Paskin, that is what the actual scientific facts happen, based on Bezdin Psak, and therefore, he doesn't have to be concerned to go to what, according to him, is Yom Kippur with his stick and his money. Now, the Mishnah continued in this after he met Rabbi Kiva. Bolei Itzel Rabbi Deis Ben Horkanis. He came to Rabbi Deis Ben Horkanis to almost get some sympathy from him regarding this halacha because he was backing him up. But the Rabbi Deis Ben Horkanis actually didn't do that, as the Braisa elaborates on this. Turn up on the Braisa. Lomaloi Nisparashu Shmaisim Shal Zekin Malol. Why is it that the 70 Zekinim that went along with Moshe and Aaron and Nadav Avihu doesn't specify who they were? So on that, the Braisa tells us, Shalo Yomar Adam, that a person shouldn't say regarding the Bezin in his days. What, you think plainly Kamesh of Aaron? You think these people are like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen that we should listen to them? Plainly Kanadav Avihu, are the Bezin like Nadav Avihu? Plainly Ke'elder Meidah, are they like Elder Meidah? Now, however, now that it doesn't say who they are, so you could tell such a person, look, you're right, they're not like Moshe and Aaron. But maybe he's like one of the others, can we don't know who they are. Who said they're any less than three of those people that were there, and that's why it doesn't say who they are. V'ayimah, moreover, there's a passage in Shmuel Aleph that says, V'yemish Shmuel al'am. Shmuel was telling the people, Hashem asher aseh es Moshe ves Aaron, Hashem who provided and made Moshe and Aaron. V'ayimah, it also says there, a few psukim later, and this is what Shmuel Anavi was telling the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for you great miracles through six of the leaders of the Jewish people, Moshe, Aaron, Yerubal, Dan, Yiftach, and Shmuel, where he continued in saying that besides Moshe and Aaron, V'yishlach Hashem es Yerubal, ves Badan, ves Yiftach, ves Shmuel. Now the Gemara first explains who are these individuals. Yerubal is actually Zeg Gidon. Why is it called Yerubal? Because he fought with the Avodah Zarah, the idol Baal. Bidon, Zeh Shimshon. Why is it called Bidon? The Asim Bidon, because it comes from the tribe of Dan. And Yiftach, that was Kamesh Shmoy. And then Shmuel is also Shmuel himself. So we see that no matter who they are, they're considered as the leaders of the Jewish people, no matter how great Moshe and Aaron, and all the way down to Yiftach, and those those who come on the other end of the spectrum. As the Gemara continues, Amad Beis, moreover, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Moshe and Aaron b'chayanav, Moshe and Aaron are of his priests, v'shmul b'karishman, and Shmul is from those who announce Hashem's name, and as the pasuk says, v'huyanam, that he answers them. Now, we see that, shakal ha-kasav shleisha kaliyolim, that the pasuk equates the three of the lowest of the leaders of the Jewish people, Yerubal, Bedan, and Yiftach, like the three of the greatest, which is Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel. Lemelcha, this comes to teach that it puts all six together, that Yerubal B'dari is K'Moshe B'dari, Bedan B'dari is K'Aaron B'dari, Yiftach B'dari is K'Shmuel B'dari. Which Lemelcha, this comes to teach you, even the lowest of the low, V'nisman the parnas al tzibur, but he becomes a leader over the Jewish people. Hareyu ka'abish ha'abim, which I think is like the greatest of the great. And it also says more of another pasuk in Devarim that also solidifies this concept that no matter who it is that the Beis Din is, you have to accept them as the authorities. It says in the pasuk, "Uvasa ela kahanim halavim," that you will come to the kahanim that is from the Shevet Levi, and to the leaders that are in those days. Now the question is, what do you think? You would go to the judge that's not in your days? What does it mean you go to the judge in your days? Ha, so rather what this comes to teach is, ein lecha leilech, you shouldn't desire to go ela etzel Shevet Shabayamav only by the judges that's in your days. Again, the same concept that everything is proportionate according to the generation. As the Va'im, as it says in Pasuk in Kehelis, al taimer mahaya, don't say, oh, but what once was, shayam harishayim hayutav me'elo, oh, the old days, they were better from these days. Because as Rashi quotes from the end of the Pasuk, k'lay mechachma shaltazeh, it's not from wisdom that you're asking such a thing and saying that, they were big tzaddikim, they were tamid chacham, not these judges from these days. Because actually, those generations were better and more righteous than the last ones. That's why their leaders were better. And that's why they're better. So you can't have the old ones like the new ones. And therefore, it's proportionally, it's according, this is what this generation needs. And therefore, you listen to them. And that was what Rabbi Dais was telling Rabbi Yeshua, essentially, that even if we think he's mistaken, we still have to follow his psak. So the Mishnah concludes and says with the story that Natal Maklo Yemasabiyadi. So he heard from Rabbi Kiva, he heard from Rabbi Daisa that this is the Pesach. So he took his stick, he took his money, and he went to Rabbi Shua, he went to Rabbi Gamliel. So Tan Bang Linda Bryce that elaborates on this and says, Kivan Shara, he said, once Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Shua, so Amen Mikisa even the Shaka al Raisha. So he stood up from his chair and he kissed him on the head. Amaloy, so he said to Rabbi Shua, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Vitamidi. Peace upon you, welcome, my Rebbe and my student. Rebbe Shalamadatani Torah Barabim, my teacher, because you have taught me Torah in public. V'tamidi Shani Geizer Alech Gzeir Vat Mekai Mekai Talmud, and you're my student in the sense of that I decree a decree upon you and you fulfill it like a student. Asher Hadar Shagdolim Nishma Mekatana. Praiseworthy is the generation that the greater ones listen to the lesser ones. Kavachay Mekatam Mekatam, all the more so that the lesser ones should listen to the greater ones. To which the Gemara asks, Kavachaymer? But that's how you know that the lesser ones should listen to the greater ones. Chiyuva, it's an obligation to listen to the gedolim. Ella, rather, what he was saying was, mitech shagedolim nishma mekatanim. People see, and it's modeling from the fact that the great ones, Rabbi Shua, who Rabbi Gamliel was saying is greater than him, is listening to him. Noisim ketanim kavachim asman. That's where the lesser ones learn from themselves, although it's an obligation, that all the more so we have to go ahead and listen to the great ones if the great ones are listening to the lesser ones. Hanuloch Emein Makirin, we shall return to you the second parak Masech Rosh Hashanah, parak Emein Makirin. Now we begin the third parak Masech Rosh Hashanah, parak Ru'u Beis Din. Now this first Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnahs, on the last two parakim, regarding the halachas of Kiddush HaChedush. So the Mishnah begins, Ru'uhu Beis Din Chal Yisrael. If Beis Din and all the Jewish people saw the new moon. Now the next words in the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain, is an Inami, is another case. It's not a continuation of the same case. Or also, if Nechker Edim, if they had already investigated and clarified that the words of the witnesses are true, and this is on day 30, everyone saw, or that the witnesses were already verified, they're ready to go ahead and sanctify today, day 30, as Rish Chodesh. But he speak with Leimim Hakodesh Adcha Chashech, but didn't get a chance to say that it's sanctified, which is what designates the day as Rish Chodesh, until it got dark already. So that the Mishnah says, Harizim Uber. So you missed the chance. You can't say anymore that day 30 is Rish Chodesh. It's an extended month. It becomes not a chaser, but rather a mali of 30 days, and day 31 becomes the first day of the next month. Now the Mishnah continues with another case, Ru'uhu Beis Din Bilvad. If let's say only Beis Din saw the new moon. Now again, there's no one else to say the testimony. And as Rashi says, this is not going back on the previous case of when there was near darkness. Here we're talking about that there was a lot of time to go ahead and sanctify it, but there just was no one else that saw the new moon besides Beis Din. So that the Mishnah tells us, Yamdu Shnaim, so you take two out of the people from Beis Din, and they become the witnesses who say testimony in front of the rest of the Beis Din, even though they all saw, which the Gemara is going to ask, which is called, why should hearing from witnesses be better than what their own eyes saw? They all saw it. Why do you need to separate two of them out of the Beis Din to say testimony in front of them? But be that as it may, that's what the halacha is, that you have to take two out of the Sanhedrin. They testify in front of the rest of the Beis Din. Makudish, and then the rest of the Beis Din say that it's sanctified. Let's say Ru'u Shleish of Hein Beis Din. Let's say only three people. It wasn't a big, large Beis Din that you could take up two people. It was only three people. And they were the Beis Din. So what you do is you still have to be Yam Dushnaim. You take off two out of the three to stand as witnesses. The yeshiva mechavareim, it's la yach, and then they take from their other friends who weren't around to join that one person. The yid b'fneim, and then those two who had been set aside to be the witnesses, they say testimony in front of the now those three people. The yemer mekudesh mekudesh, and then they say that the new month is sanctified. And the reason why they had to do this is she'ein hayachad neman, because an individual is not believed, he's not qualified as a bezdin, as an individual, to make the month mekudesh al de'atzmai through himself. And that's why they have to go ahead and get two others, because since there were three and two already became Edom, so there's only one left, you have to get two more to recruit them to join the Bezdin, because one person is not believed to be the Bezdin for Kiddush HaChedesh. Now the Gemara asks on the first halacha mentioned our Mishnah, where we said that if Bezdin and all the Jewish people see it, but they didn't get a chance to say it Makudish, it's too late, you have to make the next day into Rish Chedesh. So the Gemara asks, Lamali l'misna ru'uhu Bezdin b'chol Yisrael, why did this case have to be said in that way, that the Bezdin saw and all the Jewish people saw? But if Bezdin saw, they don't need the Jewish people, because essentially this whole halacha was that if you missed a chance, you missed a chance, which was just basically saying the idea is, even if we knew it's going to be Rish Chedesh, because Bezdin saw, then, but if you didn't say Mekudesh, it's too late, you have to make it into Mo'ober, extend the month, and make tomorrow Rish Chedesh. So what do we gain by saying that all the Jewish people also saw it? Nothing more says Itzrach, no, we needed to tell you a Chedesh. Because I mean, I would have thought to say, since not only did Bezdin see it, but actually all the Jewish people saw it, then if Farsim Allah, then it's become public knowledge that on day 30 it was already visible to sanctify it, and hence, I would think to say that no, you can't extend this month. You're right, you didn't see Mekudesh, but we can't go ahead because it's making a mockery. Everyone's going to say, what do you mean? How could tomorrow be Rish Chedesh? Today was Rish Chedesh. We saw it. Kamash Malam, that's the Chiddush, even though it was B'chol Yisrael, where everyone saw, and therefore it should be Rish Chedesh, but it doesn't make a difference. If you didn't see Mekudesh, it's not Rish Chedesh, and only tomorrow will be Rish Chedesh. Now the Gemara continues asking on this case. So once we said that it's talking about not only did Bezdin see, but even all the Jewish people saw, as we said, that's for an added Chiddush, but then Nechra Edom Lamali. But why do we need to add on the idea that the witnesses were checked out? Everyone saw it. We know it. We don't even have to go through the verification process. What are we adding to the case by adding this third will, this third component of Nechre Edom? Now, that the Gemara says, as we had already explained this in the Mishnah, Hachikama. Inami, another case, it's not a continuation of the case. Or even, not that Bezdin and all the Jewish people saw, but rather, let's say only two witnesses saw. But Nechre Edom, if the witnesses were checked out already. However, but you didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh until it got dark. That case is also the same, that it's too late and you have to extend the month now because you didn't say Mekudesh in time. But the Gemara asks on this. But once we already said in the first case, there's two cases essentially teaching the same type of idea. So I already told you that when the entire Bezdin and all the Jewish people see it, even so, if you didn't say Mekudesh, we're going to extend the previous month. So then, of course, the same thing would be if only two people saw it, but they were checked out. Why do I need this second case to say that, oh, the same thing would apply if they verified the two Edom? Verifying two Edom is no better than when everyone saw and it's so obvious, they just have to go ahead and say it. They just didn't get a chance to say it. What are we adding with the second case? Nothing more says, no, Itzrach, we needed that as a Chiddush too. Because we would have thought to say that when you had already verified the Edom during the daytime, then you don't need to extend the month anymore. Rather, actually, you could conclude the Kiddush HaChedesh at nighttime and thereby sanctify retroactively, so to speak, day 30, which is to then, and we have a reason why we want it to be that way, because we want to have the previous month as Chaser, because as we said in previous davim of Tikkun HaMoedes, we needed to come out on a certain date, that we would think that to have a Chakiras Edom Ketchilas Din, that the verification of the witnesses should be like in the halacha of as if it was the beginning of the judgment, and umakudish makudish, and just the making the announcement of that it's sanctified, is kigmar din, is like the conclusion of the din. And therefore, v'lekatshe b'layla, therefore we would think that you could go ahead and sanctify it at nighttime. Now, why would I think there would be such a thing? Because midi d'hava dinim amnis. It should be the same thing which is applies the corollary by dinim amnis, by the laws of money. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin that says, dinim amnis, regarding the laws of monetary, done by Yom. The laws, the cases could only be decided during the daytime. But the government balaylo, but you can conclude it at nighttime. If you already decided, you just didn't conclude it, the conclusion could be at nighttime. Therefore, we would think the same thing would apply here also, that the verification of the Edim is considered the Haskalah Sadin, which was by day, at nighttime you could just conclude by saying a Kiddush, so too should be by Edus HaChedish, Kamash Malan. That's the Chedish that no, that even in a case where you had verified the Edim, you cannot conclude at nighttime. Now the Gemara asks, but why? Why don't you say the same thing that applies by those court cases should apply for Bezdin regarding Kiddush HaChedish that you could conclude at night? Now the Gemara says, Amakra. That is taught from a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Kichok li Yisrael hu, that because it's a statute for the Jewish people, which the Gemara on Daf Chesam Abiz had explained that the pasuk is in reference to Kiddush HaChedish, is Mishpat Lil Ke'akim, is the judgment for the God of Yaakov. Now, Imas Havachak, how do we understand the pasuk? When is it a statute? Begmar Din, meaning it becomes engraved, it becomes the law, when is the conclusion? When they actually say Mekudish, Mekudish. Yet for Kukari Le Rachmana Mishpat, the pasuk, as we see, as it continues, is calling that the judgment, which is a reference generally to Tchilas Din, the beginning of the case, which is not just the conclusion of making the announcement, what was the conclusion, but rather it's the actual judgment itself. And therefore we make the following comparison. Ma Mishpat Bayayim, just like judgment has to be during the daytime, as we had quoted from there in the Mishnah Masech the Sanhedrin, where the Gemara there explains from a pasuk V'hoye Bayayim Hanchiles Banav, that only by daytime could you inherit inheritances, which means to say that judgment has to be by daytime. Savhachinam Bayayim, here also we're comparing the Chak, which means to say the conclusion of Kedesh HaChedish, is Mishpat Lel Ke'akov, has the same halacha as Mishpat, which Mishpat is the beginning of the din, which has to be done by daytime, and that's why we say that here it's different, and that even the conclusion of Mekudish Mekudish, even though we had the verification of the Edim, which is Haskal Sadin, we cannot conclude at nighttime. The Gemara continues explaining the cases of our Mishnah, where we had that Re'uhu Bezdin. If Bezdin saw the new moon, and only Bezdin saw it, so you have to separate two of them, and then the rest that's there, they say the testimony in front of them. Now, the Gemara asked, as we already mentioned this question in the Mishnah, Vamai, why is that? That we take two people out to say testimony, but they all saw it. Let them sanctify the new moon just by themselves, by the fact that they saw it. Because Loitehe Shmiya, the hearing from witnesses, should not be any Gedoyla Miriya, shouldn't be greater than their own visualization. Because by the halachas of Kiddush HaChedish, unlike other dinim, like dinim nefashas, it doesn't need to have edus. It doesn't say in the Torah, mipish naim, it doesn't say anything about witnesses. It just says, as we had mentioned the drosha on a previous daf, kezer eva kadesh, it says hazeh, which we learned that, like this you should see and then sanctify. Now, not every time could Bezdin see it. So we believe, as we find in Torah elsewhere, two witnesses. But if Bezdin themselves saw it, all you need to have is sight. And if they saw it, so why do you need to separate two out of the people to go ahead and say testimony for the rest of Bezdin? So I remember Zer says essentially that's right, but Kegain we're talking about Shiru'uhu Balaylo, where Bezdin had seen it at nighttime. Now therefore tomorrow, which is the only time they can make the Mekudesh to sanctify it, if they don't hear now again, which would have to be from the Edim, then what would they be sanctifying the month on? Now, as Taisa explains that you can't go ahead and be Mekadesh the new month based on the vision that they had at nighttime, because if that would be the case, then essentially their visualization of the new moon at nighttime would be filling the role of what Edus generally does. Now, we don't accept testimony only by the daytime, and that's even by Dinim Amanis. And therefore, as we had said before, that the Chakira Se'edus is like the Tchilas Adin, and just like the Haskal Sadin has to be by daytime, so too the Chakiris of the Edim, and here their sight is playing that role, because you don't need Edus, but it's essentially playing that role, and therefore the Mekudesh Mekudesh has to be going on that. But we don't accept it at nighttime, and therefore, by daytime, their vision doesn't help. So what are we going to be sanctifying based on? Therefore, we have to go ahead and have the two of the people saying the testimony, and that's what we're accepting. And that's the chalois almost. The acquisition of Mekudesh could then be to take place on something, which it could be on Re'iyah, but the Re'iyah is not accepted because it's at nighttime, so it would have to be on the Shmiya of the Edim. Then the Mishnah continued with a similar case, Ru'u Shleish Shevehim Bezdin, which we said that wasn't the big Bezdin where they could take off two people and still have enough to sanctify. Let's say there were three people that saw it, and they're Bezdin. So what we said is Yamdushnaim, you have to take off two of the people, the Yeshiva Mechavrei Metzliach, and then you have to bring two more people by that one person who's left standing to be the Bezdin. Now that the Gemara asks the same question, Amai, Hachanami Neimu Loitei Shmiya Gedel Meriah, here also you should say the same thing, that hearing should not be any better than seeing. If there are three people and they see it, just go ahead and be Mekatos HaChedesh. Now, V'chitem Hachanami Gedel Meriah, if you're going to say, like we answered for the previous question, that, oh, it's Toma that they saw it at nighttime, but then the question is, Hainohach, it's the same case. What's the added chiddush of this case more than the previous case? The Gemara says that no. Seifa, this case actually is Toma also at nighttime. But still, Itzchalei, there was another chiddush that we had to say in this case, where De'in Hayachid Nemen al Di'atzmei, that one person as the Dayan, since you have to separate two people because it was at nighttime and they can't have their Iyah, you need to have a Shmiyah, that he's the one man standing, he's not believed to be the Dayan, to be Mekadosh, the Chodesh by himself, by the testimony of the two other people. Now, the Silke De'at HaChemini, because I would have thought to say that actually he would be able to. Because Hoyle and the Gersa is V'tanya, since we learned the Braisa, that Dini Mamanis B'Shleisha, the laws of monetary, is with three people. But the Braisa tells us, V'im Hoyle Mumcha L'Rabim, if he was a well-known expert, then Dana Filo B'Yachad, he could actually judge the court case, even as an individual. Now, therefore, therefore I would have thought that here also, that the one person, if he's a mumchal rabbim, he could go ahead and sanctify the new month based on two witnesses. That's why I had to say this added case of, even though we know it's talking by nighttime, but that two people have to join him. Now, the Gemara asks, but vehmachanami, why don't we say the same thing like by dina mamanis, where if he is a mumchal in these halachas, that two people could, that we don't need two people to join him, and he could be the one person. Another Gemara answers that no, because in the mumchal rabbim Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, there is no greater expert in halachas than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, Rekamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to him, Ad Deika Aron Badach, you cannot go ahead and sanctify the new month until you have Aaron with you. You can't do it alone. The Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Shemais, says, Vayema Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron be'etim frayim lemer. Hashem spoke to Aaron and Moshe in Egypt, saying, HaKadosh is Elohim, this new month is for you, which means to say that it has to be both of you, and then you would have to have another person to be a Bez, and you can't do it by yourself. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this case, Lememra de Eid Nasadayin. It sounds like from our Mishnah that someone that's fit to be an aid to say testimony because he saw what happened, he could still become a judge. And now here, because here we're talking about that all the Bezdin saw what was happening and therefore they're fit to be aidim. And since they all saw, but still we're allowed to separate from them and have some of them be the judges. Now therefore the Gemara wants to say, let's say our Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. They're telling you because you learn the Braisa. Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Chargas HaNefesh. So let's say the Sanhedrin, the court, saw one person kill another person. Now we continue at Tabach Chavav Marav. So the halacha is, Miktsas and Nasu Edim, some of them of the Bezdin become the witnesses to say testimony in front of their other people on the Bezdin. Now the reason why over here is because actually by Din Nefashis, which is cases regarding if someone's going to be killed, you need to have testimony. As the Pasuk says in Devarim Yudzayin, Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim Yumas Ameis. You could only kill somebody, even if everyone saw it, it has to be based on testimony. However, some of them remain as Dayanim. And however, what Rashi clarifies is that the ones who are saying the testimony, they themselves cannot go ahead after they say the testimony, then sit down in the judge's chair and judge with them. Because all we're saying over here, which is the opinion of Reb Tarfon, is that someone that's fit to be an aid, Reb Tarfon holds, could become a Dayan, but the one that's the witness himself, after he says testimony, cannot go ahead and sit down and be the judge. Which essentially we're saying the same thing over here by Eidus HaChodesh. We're not allowing in the Mishnah the witnesses to become the judges, because if that was the case, they wouldn't have to go ahead and have, if it was only three people that saw it, and two become Eidim, to have two people join them, because you could just have those two, after they say testimony, to sit down with that one person. So obviously, and this is how the Gemara in Masechet Ksubos explains, that this opinion of Reb Tarfon, which our Mishnah is going with, is just saying that someone that's fit to be an aid is still fit to be a judge. But if you're the aid, you can't then become the judge. So that's the Reb Tarfon. Kiva Omer, he says, Kul Nasna Eidim. He says, no, they're all witnesses. In other words, they're all fit to say testimony because they all saw him murder him. And therefore he holds, Ve'ein Eid Nasadayin. Someone that's fit to be an aid cannot become a judge. And therefore this Sanhedrin, none of them could go ahead and sit in the case because they're all able to be witnesses, and you would have to get other dayanim to be the judges in the case. Now, one thing we see is that he's obviously not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has it that three people saw, or even if all the Sanhedrin saw, we could just take off two of them, be the eidim, and say testimony in front of the Bezdin. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that's not the case, since they all saw, they're all halachically like witnesses, and therefore they cannot be the dayanim. Nothing more says no. Phil Tim Rabbi Kiva, you could say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. Because Adkan Lakam Rebbe Kiva Hasan, Rebbe Kiva only said his halachas over there, which we're quoting from this Braisa, Ela Bedin Nefashis. That's only in capital punishment, where that's based on a different Svara. Because Rachmon Am, the Torah tells us in Bamidbar, Bishavtu Edom, that you should judge the people. And then it says, Vitzilo Edom, that you should save the people, which means to say that you should seek out merits. You should try to save the person's life. You should try to find ways that he won't be guilty. Now, however, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is, Rekivin Chazyu de Katal Nafsha, since they all saw that he killed them in cold-blooded murder, they saw it, so the Matzah Chazal Yischus, they can't find merits anymore. How are you going to try to say, maybe it wasn't, maybe it's not, and they'll try to figure it out? They can't, because they saw it. And therefore, they're all disqualified to be Dayanim. Abul Hacha, but here regarding Eidus Achedish, Afilah B'Kiva might, even B'Kiva would agree that they are valid. This that he says, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, if you could be an Eid, then you can't be a Dayan because you saw it. That's only by Din Nefashis. But over here, where again, you can't be the actual Eid and then become the Dayan, but if you're able to be the Eid, then you could still be the Dayan because it's not anything about Vetzilo Eidah, it's just about being the Dayanim, and you could accept testimony that's verified even if you're able to be the Eidahs, and therefore Kiva could be the Talibat Mishnah also.